Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Please own me, Lord, I am all yours. Mashabadagalaya. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Mashabadagalaya. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am. Please use me, Lord, I am all yours. I don't have a plan B outside of you. I don't have alternatives outside of you. I don't have anything to do with my life apart from you. Lord, I am all yours. No plan B. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands where you are. I see mantles dropping. Lift your hands. That's right. He wants to use you to do something in your family. You are the one that will break that limitation in your family. Finally. Ah, yeah. He will break it in your life first and then use it to break it from the rest of your family. Lord, I am all yours. Blessed be your name. Adonai. Elion. Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. Sit in the place where you are. Please take your seat. Thank you.
And we need the unusual. We need the unusual. Oh, shakala. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Luke chapter 9 and in verse 28. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he, that is Jesus, took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he does speak, there came a cloud. Wow. And overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Speaking on supernatural shift through prayer. Supernatural shift through prayer. It is confirmed that prayer is key to shift in every realm and dimension of life. It's key to shift in every realm and dimension of life. On Sunday, we saw some examples. First, Jacob's life and destiny shifted at the place of prayer. He was Jacob before he became Israel at the place of prayer. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. Second, Jabez's life shifted at the place of prayer. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Third, Daniel experienced continuous and sustained shifts at the place of prayer. Continuous and sustained shifts at the place of prayer. Daniel chapter 6, from verse 1 all the way to the end, actually. You read the story of Daniel. I'd like you to note two things tonight as we take this journey. Number one, those who kneel in prayer stand in life. Those who know how to kneel in prayer stand in life. No wonder Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, he said, "Before God whom I stand." Elijah was the man who is synonymous with prayer. According to James chapter 5, verse 17, Elias was a man of like passion as we are, but he prayed. He said, "Before God whom I stand." Not true life where I am grounded. Look at Genesis chapter 19, verse 27. The Bible talked about Abraham, where he went to the place where he stood before the Lord. Those who kneel in prayer can't be grounded in life. Those who know how to kneel in prayer, you can't look for them and find them on the floor. Those who know how to kneel in prayer, and if the devil is trying to make your own experience different, that devil is a liar. Those who know how to kneel in prayer cannot be found on the floor in life. Actually, to kneel in prayer is to stand in power. To kneel in prayer is to stand in power. Second thing to note, those who know how to pray go up. To be prayed up is to end up. You don't embrace prayerfulness and experience downwardness in life. Let me show you something. Where we read just now, in Luke chapter 9, verse 28. The Bible said, "And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into the mountain to pray. The journey of prayer is a journey up. He went up. Now you may say it's because it was a mountain he went. It is both physical, symbolic, and prophetic. He went up. If it is prayer you are going to do, it is up you are going. Is that the only scripture? Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. And when he has sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain to pray. He went up. If it is prayer you are going to do, it is up you are going. Is God speaking to somebody here? Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain people which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10. Two men went up. This one is not mountain. No, went up into the temple to pray. Provided his prayer you are going to do, whether it is mountain or temple, it is up. They went up into the temple to pray. They went up. Whatever takes you to the place of prayer has taken you up. I announce to someone here today, anywhere the devil has kept you and grounded your life, in this month of prayer, you are going up. It doesn't matter where you went to pray. If you went to truly pray, you are going up. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Peter went up. He went up on the morrow as they went on their journeys and drew near unto the city. Peter went up. He went up upon the housetop to pray. All right? If it was just to go to the housetop, they would have just said he went to the housetop to pray. But the fact that they say he went up to the housetop to pray means that prayer takes you up. And that was precisely what happened to our Master Jesus. In all dimensions of life, prayer takes you up. We're going to look at minimum of 5 and maximum of 7 things, 7 shifts that the Master experienced at the place of prayer. We read it in Luke chapter 9, verse 29. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, his raiment was white and glistering, and so on and so forth. Number one, what happened to the Master at the place of prayer? One, he stepped into the glory realm at the place of prayer. He stepped into the glory realm at the place of prayer. Prayerfulness takes you off the mundane realms of life. It takes you off the ordinary realms of life. A person of prayer operates at the glory frequency. A woman of prayer experiences results at the speed of the glory. There is something we call miracles in the glory. Manifestations in the glory. Things that don't follow normal protocol. They don't follow normal speed. They don't follow the normal course of happenings. That was what happened in the wedding in Cana of Galilee, where Jesus performed his miracle. And what did he manifest? He manifested forth his glory. John chapter 2 verse 11. That miracle that happened in the glory. Inside the glory.
Inside the glory, water can turn to wine at the speed of light. Inside the glory, they didn't need to go and buy wine before they had wine. Inside the glory, things can't expire and finish. Beloved brothers and sisters, if you are tired of ordinary existence and tired of mundane existence, step into the realm of the glory. That glory realm shifts you from the ordinary realm. That glory realm shifts you from the realm of reproach and dishonor. That glory realm happens at the place of prayer. It's a shift. Number two, at the place of prayer, he released inherent light and potentials. He released inherent light and potentials at the place of prayer. Inbuilt light. Inbuilt potential. Now, say it the other way. He released inherent light and potentials at the place of prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible said his raiment was glistering. It's different from glistening. There's a difference between sunlight and moonlight. Moonlight is a reflector, a reflection light. Moon is reflecting the light of the sun. Sun is bringing out original light from inside. This glistering was not the moonlight type of light that was coming out of him. It was internal light, light on his inside. Light he carried exploded at the place of prayer. Many of us carry light, we carry insight, but we haven't seen result. The result of your light explodes at the place of prayer. Your revelation shifts to manifestation at the point of intercession. At the point of supplication. I mean, the things you read from the Bible explode into physical results. Into things you can see and handle and touch at the place of prayer. The things you have swallowed, the meditations you have received, the insight to receive years ago, the deposit of God inside you explodes at the place of prayer. And there are many people with a lot of head knowledge, with a lot of insight, but their prayer life is zero, so they see no result. Am I communicating? The destiny of light is shining. Light is destined to shine. A light that is not shining is a waste of lightage. And if you have received any measure of light in the course of your Bible study from the day you gave your life to Christ till today, and that light has not produced result, push it out at the place of prayer. Push it out in results. At the place of Feko Galagarata Sida, Lekite Kebega da Galata Rete Kezogashta. Light equals wisdom. If you remember Daniel chapter 5, verse 11, when they were talking about Daniel and they are talking about the man in whom there is light and in whom there is understanding and wisdom. Your wisdom explodes at the place of prayer. The wisdom of God on the inside of you explodes. It manifests, it comes out of you at the place of prayer. That was what happened. That is the kind of shift we are talking about. It explodes at the place of prayer. Listen to this. Don't forget this for as long as you live. Whatever is trapped inside you is forced out at the place of prayer. Whatever is trapped in you, trapped in your spirit, locked up, whether it's a potential, a wisdom, an idea, whatever is locked up inside you is forced out at the place of prayer. If there is a grace, a skill, a talent, a wisdom, if there is something, a deposit of God inside you that is locked up inside you, yourself, you have not experienced it yet, but it's there. You force it out. It is forced out at the place of prayer. Tonight, I don't know who God sent me to be, but tonight, by the time this message is over, a light is being forced out of you. A wisdom, a potential, a grace is being forced out of you. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen! Number three,
he spoke with Elijah and he spoke with Moses. They were together. Even though they had died since, they were with him. Number three, he connected ancient mantles at the place of prayer. There are mantles you tap into at the place of prayer. He connected ancient mantles at the place of prayer. Because in Mount Zion, mantles fly for those who are desperate. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24, the Bible said, but you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men who have been made perfect. Just men who walked before we came to this world, who are now perfected in glory. Their spirits still hover. And their spirits is referring to their mantles. That's what the Bible called a great cloud of witnesses that are hovering around us, cheering us up. Keep moving. I am Elijah. I fought Ahab and Jezebel. You can fight that witch in your family. Keep on moving. Hey! I am Daniel. I dare the lion physically. You can dare the roaring lion. Receive that mantle now. Take your seat. I don't know about how you feel and how you understand, but at the time we are in now in history, we are in dire need of ancient mantles. Oh, we are in dire need of ancient mantles to handle generational controversies. Elijah mantle to handle controversies and confrontations and apostasies. We are in dire need of the Moses order of mantle to deliver a family from captivity, to deliver a community from captivity, to deliver a nation from captivity, to deliver your siblings from captivity. We are in dire need of such mantles. And I believe that there is somebody hearing my voice here before this month is over, and a pastor watching over the television this alive and all around the world, there is a mantle that is going to come upon you in this season that is going to tackle the battle that is in front of you right now. You believe, shout the loudest, amen.
We need the Peter mantle to identify Ananias and Sapphira. The Paul mantle to blind Elimas the sorcerer. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And this is what is achievable at the place of prayer. If the mantle of Peter is not there, Ananias will continue to thrive. Sapphira will continue to roam about. If the mantle of Elijah is not there, Jezebel will still remain on the throne. But I'm assuring you, in this season, mantles are coming. Mantles are coming. Mantles are coming that will show the devil where he belongs. In your family, mantles are coming upon you. Upon your personal life, mantles are coming. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He connected ancient mantles at the place of prayer. Number four, he connected the covering cloud at the place of prayer. The covering cloud at the place of prayer. The Bible said a cloud covered them while he does speak. A cloud covered them and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered the cloud. We live in a world where the children of God need the covering of the cloud. In case you don't know what is the function of that covering cloud, Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5, you will understand the meaning of that cloud. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies, what? What? He will create what? A cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of the flaming fire by night. For upon all, the glory shall be a defense. From what? Verse 6. From what? Verse 6. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. And a place of refuge and a covert from the storm and from the rain. That is, you are permitted to pass through the world, to be in the world, but not to be of the world. That is, we are to live in this world with a climate of our own. That is, we are not permitted to feel their heat. We are not permitted to feel their storm. For the Lord will create upon Mount Zion a cloud. The children of Israel went into the midst of, went through the wilderness. The wilderness is so hot in the day. So hot in the day. Because there are no trees. Direct sun comes straight to the soil, hits the earth, and reflects the heat back up. So you walk through terrible heat in the wilderness. In the night, it is extremely cold because the earth can retain no heat. The wind comes straight. So God said, you know what? I'm going to make you pass through the wilderness, but you can't experience the wilderness. So I give you a pillar of cloud by day. Hey, to cover you from the heat. And I give you a pillar of fire by night to cover you from the... That is why he said, when men say they are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. That is why many of us need to readjust our mentality. Because you are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are with them, but you are not like them. You are not permitted to experience their experience. That is why we need to shift gear at the place of prayer so that a cloud can cover us. So that a cloud can cover us. A cloud can cover us. A cloud can. You are not permitted to transmit the generational diseases of your family. You are not permitted. If they don't know the God you know, you cannot know the evil they know. You didn't hear what I just said. If they don't know the God you know, you are not permitted to know the evil they know. If they don't know the God you know, they cannot know the good you know. And if they don't know the God you know, you are not permitted to know the bad they know. Shakobagadagala. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I refuse to experience the heat and the storm and the rain with the people. I refuse to experience the heat and the storm and the rain with the people because I have a cloud. That is why many people don't understand. There is lockdown. There is COVID, there is everything. Yet you are distributing food and distributing things like mad. Because there is an economy. The ordinary mind cannot understand. And there is no need for explanation. There is an economy superior to the economy of the earth. When there was no rain in Israel, how did Elijah survive? From another economy. Is God speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. Jesus connected. He connected the covering cloud at the place of prayer. That was his shift. Number five, he connected destiny, direction, and clarification.
destiny direction, and clarification at the place of prayer. Then appeared Elijah and Moses, which spake of his disease. That's right. Who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Beloved, everybody here today need clarity. Clarity of vision determines certainty of destiny. They came to talk to him about what is ahead of him. That is a shift. What lay ahead of him? What were the details of his assignment? How to go about it? What was important for him to know? I'd like you to listen to what I'm about to say. It is one thing to know what God wants you to do. It is another thing altogether to know when he wants you to do it. Can I go on? It is one thing to know what God wants you to do. It is another thing to know when God wants you to do it. It is another thing to know how God wants you to do it. How? What? When? How? It's another thing altogether to know why God wants you to do it. Because nothing fuels purpose like purpose. The purpose of purpose is fuel for passion. The reason why he wants you to do what he wants you to do fuels your fire. The purpose, nothing fuels purpose like purpose. One of the earliest books I wrote was titled The Power of Purpose. And that was not just purpose of why I'm alive, but being purposeful. Take your seat. One thing to know what God wants you to do is another thing to know when to do it, how to do it, why he wants you to do it. It's another thing altogether to know with whom you will do it. In case you are not married, it's not everybody you can marry. As far as purpose is concerned, whether you are a man or a woman, it's not everybody. And these details are clarified at the place of prayer. There are many people who know what God wants them to do, but they don't know anything more than that. So they fail in life and blame God. But God, you say that this is what I should do. God said, but why didn't you wait for me to tell you when to do it? How to do it? Why you are to do it? With whom you are to do it? I prophesy to somebody right now. Every clarity needed in your life in this season is released. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Every clarity of your destiny, clarity of your assignment, clarity of your purpose is hereby released. Take your seat. Can you see what prayer does? Shifting your life in terms of details. That was number 5. Number 6, he connected divine announcement, validation, and approval at the place of prayer. Divine announcement, divine validation, divine approval.
This is my beloved son. Saying, this is my beloved son.
Hear him. That was not an advice. That was Jehovah, the governor general of the universe, giving a generational command. Hear him. If God said they should hear you, anybody who doesn't want to hear you is the person who wants to die. He better be buried. Because even if he blocks his ears, the sound of your voice will still be sounding. There are people here today, there are those who hate you with passion. They wonder why you are still alive. They wonder why their bitterness has not worked. But bad news for them is, you are not about to go anywhere. You are still here to fulfill purpose. Because what is working for you didn't happen from here. It happened from there. There is something they used to say in our place. Say, it is from there. It happened from there. In vernacular. Hey, young man. It was from there it happened. The whole thing. Can you say it in Igbo language? Omerebang. It is not from here the matter happened. The reason the fountain, the water is colored is from the fountain head. If they want to undo what is working for you, they should go there and spoil it from there. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. Say after me, what my life is becoming is not my fault. It happened from there. That is why you don't look at a person and just judge him. It may look simple physically, but what is backing him is heavy. It may be tiny physically, but there is a giant angel escorting him.
Take your seat.
But I want you to understand this point so that you can take prayer very seriously. The devil does not care what you know or what you can do. For as long as he makes sure that nobody is aware. You didn't hear what I just said? He doesn't care what you know. What you can do, your potential. He will just ensure that people are not aware. That is the need for that announcement. That is the necessity for heaven's announcement. For 30 years, nobody knew that Jesus of Nazareth could raise the dead. For 30 years, nobody knew he could cast out the devil. For 30 years, nobody knew he could heal a sick person. Until the waters of Jordan, where the first announcement came. And here is another announcement. Hear him. The devil doesn't care. If you like, be talented to the teeth. Once ancestral spirits conspire that this man shouldn't be seen. This person shouldn't be known. Nobody should be aware. Dangerous singing voice. Only for the benefit of the bathroom. Powerful wisdom. Only for the arrangement of the house and the room. That devil is a bastard. Today is his end. Today is his end. The devil doesn't care what you can do, for as long as he ensures that nobody benefits from it, that it is of no benefit to nobody. That is the need for the announcement. It is Jehovah forcing your generation to recognize what he has put inside you. Forcing your generation to know what he has done with your life. That happens at the place of prayer. And I believe it is happening to somebody now. Some of us, you have a level of manifestation, but it is limited. Joseph was a good manager in a person's house. And he could manage a country. After problem promoted him, there are problems that are promotion. He became the manager of an institution, the whole prison, from a person's house. But that was still a limitation. And they left him in prison for 2 more years. So don't over celebrate the fact that you have some manifestation. There is something more. But tonight, I prophesy a complete announcement. I prophesy a complete announcement. If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest amen. If God is speaking to you, jump on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Listen, the devil is an expert in covering potentials, great potentials. Because I'm about to say something, I don't want you to forget it for life. Because human potential threatens demonic agenda. Let me say one phrase so you can understand the reason for your battles. What God wants to do in your life is designed to undo something the devil has done. What God wants to do through your life is designed to undo something Satan did somewhere. So he fights it. But you step into the place of prayer. And after you have legeboga jagadash, lakete levida gaguza gadike leke preketike sakata, then God said, "Hey, hear this man. See him. I announce him. I advertise him." I like you to quit psychedelic Christianity, Ajebota Christianity, yawning after 15 minutes prayer. Shaka bakataka. I want to introduce you to primitive Christianity. Old rugged Christianity. That rugged cross that is not smooth at all. Very rugged. Very rugged. Gagadagalege de gevege bagadagayagash. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You are just on and on and on and on. Stand up on your feet. Today my wife said, "The way you divide your sleep, I don't understand." Today,
you just do it straight? Well, I did 1 hour or 2 hours before I started walking and then came back around 4 a.m. to sleep. And then I'm unable to sleep beyond, even I woke up before the alarm clock. That is, alarm clock wake me by 9. I woke the alarm clock by 8 or 7, or wake me by so and so time. The devil is running to and fro. Look at all the prayers we have prayed and see where coronavirus is. Supposing we didn't pray at all. supposing there is no prayer at all. Terrible. Terrible. All the prayer Jesus prayed, he still chose Judas Iscariot. Supposing he didn't pray at all. It was after all night that he selected 12 and one of them was Judas. After all night. You may say that Judas is part of Judas' assignment. Sell him. It's possible he can sell him from outside. He can sell it from house. He can sell it from any other place. It's not compulsory that he must be up to 12 to sell him. The killer, the eight people's disciples. That is the essence of you cannot pray too much. Paul the apostle said, praying always. Ephesians 6:18. And then he said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. That is, anytime you remember prayer, open your mouth. And that is why we are giving tongues to pray. To make you to pray even when you don't have topic. Even when you don't have topic of prayer. I wrote 5 prayer points in the middle of the night yesterday. I am still on prayer point number 1 since then. And then as I'm continuing, more prayer points will be joining. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Praying without ceasing. It's a new day. Time is up, but I want you to pray practical prayers a few minutes. Will you do that? Lift up your hands, everybody, and let's appreciate God for the word we have received. Appreciate God for the word we have received. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. In Jesus' precious name. I think the ICT is helping us place the points on the screen. So you leave it just one minute because of time. You praise the balance at home. Father, I step from the ordinary realm. In this month of prayer, oh, shift me from the ordinary realms to the glory realm. Shift me from the ordinary realms. Open your mouth and say, Father, in this month of prayer, I ask that you shift my life from the ordinary realms into the glory realm. I receive the shift now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the shift. In Jesus' precious name, place your hand on yourself and say, Father, every life.
light of insight. Inside me, every wisdom, every potential that has been inside me, I ask that they be forced out into manifestation in this season of prayer. Every potential, every light, every insight, every wisdom trapped, that is trapped. Trapped inside me, I command you, come out now. Open your mouth and pray. Every light, every insight, every potential trapped inside me, I command you to come out. I command you to come out. I command you to come out. Light potential. Be released. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. I want you to pray this one with fire. Every ancient man to Lord that I need to handle the issues of my life, of my destiny, of my family, of my community, of our land, I receive now. Every ancient mantle, lift your voice and say, Father, every ancient mantle I need to handle the issues of my family, of my community, of my generation, I connect at the place of prayer in this month of prayer. I connect now. Pray. Every ancient mountain. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I connect to the covering cloud at this place of prayer. In this month of prayer, I connect the cloud for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for our nation. I connect the cloud in the name of Jesus. I cannot suffer what they suffer. I connect the cloud now. Open your mouth and pray. I connect the covering cloud on my life, on my family, at this place of prayer. I connect. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, I connect destiny direction and clarification in this month of prayer. In the name of Jesus, I connect now. Open your mouth and pray. What? When? Where? How? Why? I connect. Lerana Hassan. Lerana Hassan. Lerana Hassan. Lerana Hassan. Lerana Hassan. Lerana Hassan. Lepereni Gayana Hashtag. Lepereni Gayana. I connect destiny direction. I connect destiny clarification at the place of prayer. 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 In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I need your voice.
I need your voice
over my life.
Over my life.
I cannot announce myself.
I cannot announce myself.
I cannot validate myself.
I cannot validate myself.
I cannot approve myself.
I cannot approve myself.
I cannot advertise myself.
I cannot advertise myself.
I cannot manifest myself.
I cannot manifest myself.
Father,
Father,
I need your voice.
I need your voice
over my life,
over my life
in this season.
In this season.
And I receive that voice now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. I want us to pray 5 sharp prayers. 1, revival in Nigeria. Lift your hands. In fact, revival across the globe. Lift your father and say, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for a revival.
We ask for a revival.
A prayer revival.
A prayer revival.
A soul winning revival.
A soul winning revival.
Healing revival.
Healing revival.
Miracle revival.
Miracle revival.
Signs and wonders revival.
Signs and wonders revival.
Across the globe.
Across the globe.
Father, let your fire fall on our nation.
On our
world. Let the heavens open.
Let the
rain fall. The latter rain and the former rain.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Prayer number 2. Father, spare our land. Nigeria shall not fall. Nigeria shall not fail. He said, if I find 50 righteous. Genesis chapter 18, verse 26. I will spare the land. He came down even to 10. There are more than 10 people, even in this place now, for whose sake God can spare our nation.
Lift your hands and say, Father, spare our land.
Nigeria.
Nigeria shall not fail.
Nigeria
shall not fall. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no war in Nigeria.
Amen.
He maketh wars to cease.
Yes.
Psalm 46, verse 9. There shall be no war. Whether herdsmen, terrorism, bandits, whatever, there shall be no war. Civil war, there can be no war. Lift your voice and say, Father, we refuse war in Nigeria. There shall be no war in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. There shall be no war. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophets said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. The earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. He says in Numbers 14:21 and in Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 14. Father, fulfill your global agenda for our world. Lift your hands and say, Father, let your global agenda for our world be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, fulfill your global agenda for our world, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name. Finally, for surely there is an end. Proverbs 23:18. Father, let this corona matter end.
Amen.
Complete.
Amen.
I heard something today that New Jersey is now
has been announced green.
It's announced green. New Jersey and New York. Those were the epicenters in the world. New Jersey is side by side with New York. One bridge separates them. So as it was exploding in New Jersey, it was in New York, it was exploding in New Jersey. Today,
they said that New Jersey is green, no coronavirus. All right? We are going to ask the Lord, Father, let this be the situation worldwide. Let this matter end. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Too much time has been wasted already. There is so much to do with your life. Am I communicating? There are people that coronavirus spoiled their wedding plan. Several things just disrupted. Surely there is an end. Let that end happen immediately. Lift your hands and say, Father, we make demands on the end of coronavirus worldwide, the end of this pandemic. And we reject any other attempt of pandemic in the world. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
There are many of the prayers you pray at home. The Lord has answered us. Lift your hands and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord.